You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. This week, Oscar winner Jennifer Lawrence made headlines for an essay about discovering she earned significantly less money than her male co-stars. Hollywood is a heavily male industry. Our Adrian Hill covers entertainment and recently sat down with one of the industry's most successful directors, who happens to be a woman. Hi, Adrian.
Hey, Lizzie.
You're our guide to the entertainment industry, and you spent some time watching a new movie, talking to the director. Tell me about it.
I got to take an early look at a film called Miss You Already. It's basically a love story between two women best friends. It stars Toni Collette, Drew Barrymore, and it's directed by a woman named Catherine Hardwicke. You might know her from 13 or Twilight. I actually headed over to Catherine's house and office in Venice to talk with her some about it, and she told me it would have been really tough to get this movie made here in Los Angeles.
We didn't make it in this town. We made it in London with British money. You know, it's just very difficult to, as we know what the odds are. We've been, you know, talking about them a lot, how few movies written by a woman get made, how few movies directed by a woman fewer get made, and how few starring two women over 35 get made. So, you know, it has all the odds against it, plus a difficult subject. It's not like a broad comedy or something.
She's talking about gender there. There's a huge focus on gender in Hollywood right now. You guys got into a long conversation about that. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so, I mean, just to give some background numbers here, in 2014, last year, women only directed 7% of the top 250 grossing films. So directors,
wow.
Yeah, female directors seem very underrepresented when you're talking about these big budget movies. But before I get into the conversation I had with her, I have to sort of start with a digression. It's been incredibly hot in Los Angeles. So we're at her house. The coolest room in her house is her bedroom. So I wind up doing this interview on her bed that turns out to be a very famous bed. This is the bed, Lizzie, where Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson auditioned. The stars from 13 met here. So we're on this bed. I was sitting on this little piece of movie history. It's kind of amazing. But to get back to our conversation about gender. So we're sitting, we're talking, and she tells me that for years in her career, she thought she was struggling because she just wasn't working hard enough, because she didn't have the break. So then she directs Twilight, which made almost $400 million worldwide. She was in the Guinness Book of World Records for the biggest opening weekend by a woman director. And she thought that would open all these doors for her.
You know, I would try to get interviews on other films, and they would literally tell my agent, oh, we want to hire a man for that job.
Wow.
Even though the men that they hired, that you could add up all of their movies, didn't even make as much as one of my movies. So it wasn't about money. It wasn't about, you know, skill or awards or this or that. It was, I started to understand the gender bias.
What did it feel like to realize this bias was real after Twilight came out and then you weren't getting those jobs?
How can anybody work harder than me, you think? You know, pity party, like, I did so much preparation and I've worked for so many guy directors. They just walked out on set. They didn't even know what they were shooting. You know, it's frustrating, but, you know, of course we all think, let's take the negative and turn it into a positive. This year, this could change. We could stop having this conversation and have much more interesting and diverse films, too.
Do you feel like being a woman has affected your bottom line and your career as a director?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the statistics are irrefutable. How can you say no? Look at the amount of movies that men have directed and how much they've made, and look what women have directed and what they've made. You can't even have a brain and dispute the facts. You know, there's no intelligent way to say that women aren't affected by this kind of bias. That's why I think it's great that ACLU took it up.
And what about your agents in representation? What do they say about all of this? Have they ever said, hey, don't speak up as much?
Truthfully, in the past, in the PR field, at agencies and different things say, you know, you've got to be careful on the code word woman issues, like female issues, like being emotional on set and things like that, you know. So those things definitely have come up. Here's another example of a gender bias. My boyfriend made a micro budget movie and he found a sales agent to go out and sell the movie. And she said, my boyfriend's name is Jamie. She said, listen, if we could put James, which is not his name, as directed by James, then we would have a much better chance of selling it, because if it says Jamie, there's a 50-50 chance the director could be a woman, and that's going to hurt sales.
What year was that?
This year. Yeah.
What did Jamie do?
What did he do? Oh, well, that's not his... James is not his name, so he just left his name on it, you know. But, I mean, just the idea that there's a 50-50 chance it could be directed by a woman, well, that's going to be a detriment to selling the film. That's pretty bad. You know, we have these incredible situations that we're facing in the world that we need to change. I mean, there's no question about it.
Catherine, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me. It's a great, important subject. I love it that you guys are covering this.
Adrian, Catherine Hardwick referenced the ACLU in your conversation with her there. Can you explain that a little bit?
Absolutely. So the ACLU has for a while now been interviewing women directors. I think they've now done 80 interviews with directors in the city, talking about their experiences trying to get work. They, in May, called on the EEOC and other government agencies to really investigate. They're calling it a civil rights violation. And their reports now, the EEOC is following up. It's setting interviews with many women directors. It's actually jumping into this. So it's a very interesting time. We don't know much about this investigation, but we do know that more and more people are taking it seriously.
And do you get the sense from Catherine Hardwick that she thinks things are going to change?
I think she's optimistic. I think that there's a sense this has been happening for a really long time. And right now, because of the efforts by the ACLU, because more and more women directors are standing up and saying, wait, I feel like I've been discriminated against, people are starting to pay attention. So I would say she's optimistic that things could change.
Marketplace's Adrian Hill. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.